ICE set to release illegal immigrants into Tennessee. By Spencer Lindquist on December 21, 2022. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, will be releasing single adult detainees into Tennessee, according to an announcement from Governor Billy. We've been informed by ICE that they plan to release single adult detainees into Tennessee while they await court proceedings, Lee remarked in a statement to Fox News. The Republican governor added, "This is irresponsible and a threat to the safety of Tennesseans." Lee also stated, "We already have a national security crisis at our border, and the Biden administration's attempt to revoke Title 42 will only incentivize more illegal crossings. It's not compassionate to perpetuate a problem that leads to more exploitation and trafficking. 7,000 people unlawfully enter our country every day," Lee added. It is not known how many illegal immigrants will be released in Tennessee, though Lee called the problem too big to ignore, also remarking that the only way to stop it is to secure the border. Lee added, "Placing the burden on states is not a solution, and we should not bear the brunt of the federal government's failures." He went on to say, "We are demanding the Biden administration reverse their plan for detainee relocation. In the meantime, we're also discussing options with the Tennessee Attorney General and our federal delegation." Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, blasted the Biden administration's handling of the border, remarking in a statement, "Joe Biden's border crisis has made one thing abundantly clear. Every state is a border state, and every town is a border town." Blackburn noted, "Governor Lee, Senator Hagerty, Attorney General Scrimeti, and I will be utilizing all possible options to stop President Biden from trafficking illegal migrants into our state." She also added, "Biden created this crisis by terminating successful Trump-era immigration policies, including Remain in Mexico and Safe Third Country agreements. Tennesseans will not stand for this flagrant abuse of law and order." Meanwhile, Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, explained in a statement that when he traveled to the border in April, "Border Patrol agents told me that the people don't stay here and the drugs don't either." He added, "Today's news underscores what I've heard from Tennessee law enforcement time and again, which is that our open border has turned every town into a border town." The senator also contended that our open border has jeopardized our national security, with border crossers arriving from more than 160 different nations, a number of whom are on terrorist watch lists. "The unprecedented crisis on our southern border has allowed nearly 3 million migrants to illegally enter our country, which Hagerty notes is a population larger than the largest four cities of Tennessee combined, Nashville, Memphis, Knoxville, and Chattanooga. This does not even include the number of gotaway migrants who illegally crossed into our country undetected." The senator clarified before adding, "It's unfair to place the burden on Tennessee citizens and local officials to deal with this administration's self-inflicted failures. A nation without a border is not a sovereign nation," he concluded. Breitbart News reported that taxpayer-funded non-governmental organizations, NGOs, have sent illegal immigrants to towns throughout all 50 states. An investigation carried out by the Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project found that NGOs are playing a central role in the mass resettlement of illegal aliens in the United States. Meanwhile, as single illegal migrants without housing get sent to Tennessee to await court proceedings, evictions are reportedly on the rise in Nashville. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.